In this bulletin, two Queensland aged care residents given excessive amounts of the COVID-19 vaccine. Federal Defence Minister Linda Reynolds admitted to hospital, and golfer Tiger Woods undergoes surgery after a serious car crash. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Two people have received a higher than recommended dose of the COVID-19 vaccine at a Queensland aged care home on Tuesday. The 88-year-old man and the 94-year-old woman have had no adverse reaction to the overdose at the Holy Spirit Home in Castledean. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the doctor involved in giving the incorrect dose has been stood down from the vaccine program.
And so we will examine what were the circumstances. That will be ongoing, and we'll provide public guidance. But the most important thing is that we engage in the transparency. When we know, we provide that information.
And Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has called for an urgent national cabinet meeting for the federal government to explain itself and the training behind undertaken by clinicians administering COVID-19 vaccines. Lincoln Hopper, CEO of St Vincent's Care Services, says the incident is concerning.
St Vincent's intends to report the GP to the Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Agency for their error. Now, this incident's been very distressing to us, to our residents and to their family, and it's also very concerning. It's caused us to question whether some of the clinicians given the job of administering the vaccine have received the appropriate training.
In other news, former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins is preparing a formal complaint to police alleging she was raped by a colleague inside Parliament House in 2019. Ms Higgins has indicated she intends to speak to police this week after going public with a sexual assault allegation last week. Three more women have since come forward saying they were also assaulted by the same man, reporting various other allegations. Meanwhile, Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton is refusing to say whether the federal police informed his office about the allegations. Greens leader Adam Bandt insists Prime Minister Scott Morrison needs to press Mr Dutton to reveal whether he knew details about the alleged rape.
Scott Morrison needs to make Peter Dutton fess up about what he knew when. And if Peter Dutton is not prepared to tell everyone what he knows, then Scott Morrison must make him.
And Australia's Defence Minister Linda Reynolds is taking medical leave and is being admitted to hospital in Canberra over a pre-existing condition. Senator Maurice Payne will take over Ms Reynolds' defence portfolio once she returns from leave and her National Press Club appearance is cancelled. New South Wales has recorded its 38th consecutive day without a locally acquired case of COVID-19. One new infection was detected in a returned overseas traveller. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has announced the easing of restrictions for residents of Greater Sydney. 50 visitors will be permitted in homes from Friday morning.
But please know that this comes with risk. Make sure nobody comes into your house with symptoms that hasn't been tested and been told they can leave their house. Make sure there's good ventilation, good distancing. Please be careful when you are, if you are taking up this opportunity. You can have 50 people at your house, but you need to do so with caution.
And weddings can have 30 people on the dance floor at any one time. And from the 17th of March, patrons at weddings can mingle and stand indoors as well as outdoors. Ms Berejiklian says she will review the 300 limit cap on weddings in a couple of weeks' time. Gyms can host up to 50 people per class, and a group of singers, such as choirs, can have up to 30 people participating. And for a fifth consecutive day, Victoria has recorded zero new cases of coronavirus. More than 20,000 Victorians were tested in the last 24-hour reporting period. Premier Daniel Andrews says Victoria remains well-placed to further lift coronavirus restrictions from Friday. To sport, and golfer Tiger Woods is recovering in a Los Angeles hospital after being involved in a car crash. Fire crews had cut Mr. Woods from the vehicle after it rolled and suffered major damage. Woods is having surgery after suffering multiple leg injuries in the crash. Sheriff of LA County, Alex Villanueva, said police did not see any evidence of impairment.
The vehicle traveled several hundred feet from the center divider at the intersection and rested on the west side of the road in the brush. With that, our Lomita Sheriff's Station will be conducting the traffic investigation and it'll take from days to several weeks to get the whole thing together. Once the investigation is completed, we will provide a detailed report.
Let's see what the weather's doing for you around the country at the moment. It's sunny in Perth where it's 32 degrees. It's 23 in Adelaide, mostly sunny, partly cloudy, 20 in Melbourne, in Hobart, similar conditions, 22. Becoming cloudy in Canberra, 21, much the same for Wollongong, couple of showers about as well, 21. In Sydney, showers, 25, much the same in Newcastle, much the same for Brisbane where it's 29. Fine weather for Cairns, 33, showers as well with a possible storm, 29 degrees. In Darwin. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS Newsroom. And for more analysis as well as special features, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.